68.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, March 7th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is east at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.28. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 23 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A suspicious death is being investigated by police after a body was found in the downtown area of Topeka. Mark Wilson has more.
Donna Eubanks with the Topeka Police Department reports that law enforcement responded to the area of Southwest 3rd Street and Southwest Harrison Street after receiving a report of a dead person. The body of a deceased male was found in the 200 block of Southwest Harrison Street. Eubanks said the incident is under investigation as a suspicious death. The identity of the deceased will not be released until next of kin notifications can be made.
Two people from Colorado are facing drug charges after a traffic stop in Dickinson County, Kansas. Deputies said they found large amounts of drugs along with stolen tools and firearms after a car chase on Interstate 70 near Abilene. The car eventually crashed into a ditch on a gravel road and drove into a field before finally stopping. A 37-year-old man from Colorado Springs was arrested and a 29-year-old woman from Payton, Colorado. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
What is dedication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Monday kicked off severe weather preparedness week in Kansas, and the week is scheduled to include a statewide tornado drill at 10 a.m. today, Tuesday, March 7th. In 2022, 56 tornadoes were recorded in Kansas, according to information from the National Weather Service, and that number was 5 below the 1950 to 2022 average of 61, 29 below the 30-year average of 85, and 11 below the 10-year average of 67, yet higher than 2020 and 2021 combined. According to the Weather Service, the longest tracking tornado was an EF1 tornado that was on the ground for 21.76 miles in Dickinson and Morris counties on April 29th. And the strongest tornado, an EF3, was also recorded on April 29th in Sedgwick and Butler counties. In fact, 14 tornadoes were recorded on April 29th, the most prolific tornado-producing day in 2022 for Kansas. June saw the most tornadoes, 22, for 1 month in 2022, and Kansas had 17 days in 2020 with at least one tornado. Thomas County in northwest Kansas holds the record for the most 2022 tornadoes in one county with 8. The length of the 2022 tornado season in Kansas was 154 days from March 29 to August 29. While the bulk of spring severe and tornadic weather is still ahead of us this year, Kansas has already seen tornadoes in 2023. As part of Severe Weather Preparedness Week, the National Weather Service is offering a variety of weather preparedness and safety information on its website, weather.gov/ICT/SWAW. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services announced $66 million has been made available through the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee and State Finance Council, to close service gaps in the continuum of care by addressing statewide shortages of health and behavioral health services and the state's increasing demand for a well-trained health care workforce. The funds, approved by the State Finance Council in December, are available to service providers, educational institutions, local units of government, and nonprofit organizations to specifically address three program areas: expansion of healthcare facilities, expanding the reach of current service providers, and workforce training expansion. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Deputy Secretary of Hospitals and Facilities, Scott Bruner, said the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services is excited to put these funds to use in communities across Kansas to meet the needs of people with mental illness, disabilities, and long-term care needs. Applicants must specify which of the following three program areas the proposals address, which are Program 1, the expansion of healthcare facilities, Program 2, the expanded reach of current service providers, or Program 3, the workforce training expansion. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services application process is now open, with submissions closing March 17th at 5 p.m. and the awards being announced on March 29th. More information about the funding opportunity and the complete request for application can be found on the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services website at kdads.ks.gov/funding-opportunities. The state of Kansas saw deaths from synthetic opioids like fentanyl more than double between 2020 and 2021, according to the latest data from the Kansas Department of Health, and it's a problem that the Kansas legislature is taking a close look at. A pair of bills, HB 2390, that would legalize fentanyl test strips, and HB 2398, have been passed out of the House unanimously and sent over to the Senate. House Bill 2398 from Representative Stephen Owens' Corrections Committee would increase the penalties for making fentanyl-laced drugs. And Owens said that he knows some people are concerned that by legalizing the test strips, that it would somehow encourage drug use. But he said if they use them, there's another day that they can get clean, and it's ultimately what he's after, helping people to stay alive to ensure they have the opportunity to turn their life around. In Nebraska news, two Holbrook men have been charged after Furnace County Sheriff's deputies reportedly found three dead dogs inside their residence. 60-year-old Robert Fage and 35-year-old Michael Duran are both charged in Furnace County Court with abandoning, cruelly neglecting an animal resulting in death. According to an arrest affidavit, around 10:30 a.m. on February 9th, a Furnace County Sheriff's deputy responded to the 400 block of Putnam Avenue for a report of dead dogs inside a residence. And upon arrival, the deputy said he noticed a dead animal smell coming from the back of the residence. The deputy later located a blue tub with a lid beside a kennel area that had two dead dogs inside, and a third dog was located inside a doghouse. The affidavit said the dogs were allegedly being cared for by Duran. The deputy said he transported the three dead dogs to a local animal hospital to be examined by a veterinarian. When contacting Fage, the affidavit said he told the deputy that Duran was supposed to be watching the dogs while he was away, and he added that he had not been at the residence in about a week. The deputy showed Fage a picture of the dogs found in the tote, and Fage claimed they died of parvo. When the deputy showed him a picture of the third dog found in the doghouse, the deputy said Fage denied knowing anything about it and that Duran had allegedly disposed of the body in the doghouse. According to the affidavit, the veterinarian who examined the three dead dogs later determined the animals died due to dehydration and neglect. The affidavit said he determined one did not have parvo and it was unlikely that the other died of it. And he adds that the veterinarian was unable to determine if the third dog died of parvo due to the state of decomposition. Duran and Fage are both scheduled to appear in Furnace County Court on March 13th. Authorities reported that fireworks ignited a blaze in an East Lincoln Homes garage late Saturday night. Lincoln Fire and Rescue spokeswoman Nancy Christ said the garage was fully involved when the crews arrived at the home near 70th and Y Streets around 11:20 p.m. However, the crews were able to keep the fire contained in the garage, and no one was injured. The fire caused $70,000 in damage to the building structure and another $10,000 to the garage's contents. Christ said that some hot fireworks, which had been placed next to ones that were unlit, sparked the fire. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on March 6th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Craig Sowards with the Norton County EMS reported to the commission that the motor in the 2012 Expedition has blown, and a bid was submitted to the commission for a replacement motor with labor. The bid total was $7,138.23, and a motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the bid with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department reported department operations to the commission. Rob also stated that crews are spot graveling in areas of need. E7 is on the schedule for service work in preparation for the 383 highway closure. Rob stated that they're hauling gravel and doing some stockpiling. A report was given on a couple of graders that are in need of service work and a maintenance report for the dump trucks. Doug Minson with Foley Equipment CAT joined the meeting, and Doug presented to the commission a quote and specs on a newer D6 CAT. The proposal delivered is for upgrading to a 2012 CAT D6 and trading the county JD650 and CAT D6. The commission will consider the trade and report back. And discussion was also held on the possible upgrade of motor graders. Rob stated that the county has four 2015 models that the county should be considering trade. The commission will have Rob inquire into some quotes. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the February 28, 2023 minutes with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0, and the meeting was adjourned until March 13th. Results for the Kansas Heartland Duels Qualifier and 6U state results for the Norton Wrestling Club that was held at the Kansas Star Casino in Mulvane, Kansas on March 5th includes 6U girls 48-51, Amelia Gilmore scored 15 points, 6U girls 66-78, Paisley Braun placed first and scored 19 points, girls 58, Amelia Gilmore placed fifth, girls 89, Kaysen Miller placed first and scored 18 points. Girls 109, Caden Flores placed sixth and scored 18 points. Girls 138, Hallie Fanestill placed third and scored 22 points. Girls 165, Dally Braun placed sixth and scored 11 points. Middle School 90, Caleb Kieswetter placed fourth and scored 12 points. Middle School 175, Cope Railsback placed 4th and scored 14 points. Elementary 70, Cohen Miller scored 16 points. Elementary 90, Declan Miller placed 7th and scored 16 points. Elementary 100, Ethan Bailey placed 6th and scored 10 points. Elementary 105, Weston Green placed 6th and scored 18 points. Elementary 112, Luke Clydesdale placed 4th and scored 17.5 points. Elementary 120, Ty Braun placed 3rd and scored 18 points. And girls true 2nd, 138, Hallie Fonenstill placed 2nd and scored 14 points. The top 6 places in the elementary division and the middle school state division qualify for the Heartland National Dual Tournament in Council Bluffs, Iowa on March 25th and 26th, where teams from all over the United States will be in Iowa competing. Kansans are reminded that the Kansas Department for Children and Families is accepting applications for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP. LEAP provides an annual benefit to help qualifying households to pay their winter heating bills, and people with disabilities, older adults, and families with children are the primary groups that are assisted. Last year, $47 million aided approximately 40,000 households in covering winter heating bills, averaging $1,180 per home. To qualify, applicants must be responsible for the direct payment of their heating bills that's payable either to the landlord or the fuel vendor. The level of benefit will vary according to the household income, the number of people living in the home, the type of residence, the type of heating fuel, and the utility rates. And the combined gross income before deductions of all people living at the address may not exceed 150% of the federal poverty level. Applicants must demonstrate that they have made payments on their heating bill 2 out of the last 3 months, and applications will be accepted until March 31st. For individuals needing assistance filling out or submitting their application, they can call Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-432-7422 to schedule an appointment. A celebration of life for Terry Hager, 81, of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, March 10th at the Norton Christian Church, and interment with military honors will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Terry Hager Memorial Fund and will be used for scholarships for FFA members and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs, baked beans, fruit, and milk. For Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be orange chicken, rice, bread, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, at 2:23 p.m., the Junior High Stucco Meeting. At 3 p.m., the Norton Community High School National Honor Society Induction Ceremony. At 3:45 p.m., the Norton Junior High School Cheer Tryouts. And at 4 p.m., the Junior High Scholars Bowl in Stockton. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be cloudy with a high near 37 and an east wind around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of snow after 3 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a low around 29 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, there's a slight chance of snow before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., and then a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m., and it should be cloudy on Wednesday with a high near 45 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation of 20%, and on Wednesday night, rain mainly after 7 p.m. with a low around 33 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation Wednesday night of 80%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast for Thursday, rain, mainly before 1 p.m., with the high near 50, and the chance of precipitation on Thursday is 80%. On Friday, mostly sunny, with the high near 48. On Saturday, partly sunny, with the high near 59. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 54. And on Monday, a 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny, with a high near 54. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is east at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.28. The dew point is 27 degrees. And the wind chill is 23 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs, in a surprising move, have made it known that they will not be placing the franchise tag on left tackle Orlando Brown like many thought they would. And Matt Verderham of Sports Illustrated joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. And he gave his thoughts on the Chiefs and Orlando Brown's situation and what he think led to the Chiefs not making that move of franchise tagging Orlando Brown and how he thinks it affects the Chiefs going forward.
The Chiefs have a lot of these big money decisions to make. Mahomes, do you push his money down the road to save $23 million? Do you not? And the first decision they had to make, because the tag deadline is tomorrow, is Brown. And they decided, look, we're not going to sit on a $20 million number all spring. So either they don't tag him and he's gone in free agency, or they're going to work something out long term. But they're not going to sit on a huge cap number for Brown, which I think we all kind of assumed might be the most logical course of action.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution, Prairie Land Partners.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the ad.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. Temperatures fell below freezing over portions of western and central Kansas, where light moisture already is lifting in. We have some freezing drizzle reported in the western part of the state. A winter weather advisory has been issued for northwestern Kansas. Light to moderate rain will gradually increase over central and eastern Kansas today. That will bring us some precipitation off and on all the way through Thursday. Looks like we dry out on Friday, with rain chances returning again over the weekend. That wintry mix early this morning in northwest Kansas with a high today in the low 30s. Tonight's low 25. Cloudy with light rain or light snow in north central Kansas, our high in the low 40s. Light rain or drizzle as well in northeastern Kansas with a high today in the mid 40s. Rain in near 40 tonight. In southwestern Kansas, some freezing drizzle this morning with a high in the upper 30s. Tonight's low upper 20s. Scattered showers developing this afternoon in south central Kansas with a high in the low 40s. and some rain late today in southeastern Kansas, are high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, still the anticipation of getting a higher cash trade this week. We did start on the wholesale beef and pork trade higher to start out the week overall. They're just reported just a very few sales on the cash side in Iowa, but nothing really has broken up as of yet. Now we look to the overnight trade on the grain side. It was a quiet trade